Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here with a follow-up to our interview with Essex NDP MPP Terrace Natishak on a joint resolution being put through the legislature calling for, among other things, a return to the SARP program, which ends, well, it'll be done by the time you hear this. With us on the other end of my line is a Tory MPP who's been very supportive of our industry. Monty McNaughton represents Lambton-Kent Middlesex riding. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Norm. Great to be on your show.
Great to have you with us. We do appreciate your support. You've read the motion, and we know that both parties, PC and NDP, say they will join together to pass this through the House. Now, without getting into an argument, say, about who gets credit for thinking it up, I want to ask you, what do you like about Mr. Natishak's motion? What do you not like? Is it enough for you to hold your nose in the interest of horse racing and vote in favor of it?
Well, listen, I've been clear since I heard that the motion was coming forward that I'd be supporting it and that our leader, Tim Hudak, and entire caucus will support it. Listen, we're days away from the end of the very successful Slots at Racetrack program, a program that actually a former PC government developed. We're doing what we can here at Queen's Park to stand up for the industry, to fight on behalf of the 60,000 people that work in the industry. So I'm happy to support it this week. I think that we do have to look forward to post March 31st and come up with a new plan to ensure that these jobs are still going on for years to come.
Everything I hear about the OMAFR negotiations with some of the tracks, and it seems to be more particularly among the private track owners, is that the negotiations are not going well. OMAFR is rather heavy-handed, and under some of the terms they're proposing, it would be next to impossible for a private track owner to conduct business. Is that what you're getting?
Well, I mean, where I've been really critical of this entire modernization plan, so-called modernization plan, is the lack of transparency and accountability. There's no end to the stories of secret deals being made right across the province by the Liberal government. And I'm just really concerned about the deals that are being signed and the lack of transparency. I mean, people in the industry need certainty. And with what's happening, there's just no certainty and no time for families to plan or for people in the industry to plan on what the future looks like.
These deals are being signed, but they're not being made public. How does that work? I mean, these are public funds that are going to be used to help the industry, yet we don't know who's getting what.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we back up even to a year ago, Norm, I introduced a bill here at Queen's Park, an actual bill, which was supported by the entire PC caucus and the NDP, which would have called for a referendum before any new casino was built anywhere in the province. So the government didn't want the local people to decide where these casinos were located. Of course, my bill went through first and second reading and McGuinty prorogued, and that killed my bill. Unfortunately, what we're seeing this week from the NDP is a motion. And as I said, we are supporting it, but you know, we need a bill to actually change things. But
yeah,
you know, I think the referendum would be the first part of being transparent. Secondly, I think the people have a right, and all MPPs have a right to know what deals are being signed, what negotiations are taking place at certain tracks. I mean, last week, we caught the Liberals, quite frankly, in a lie.
Really? That never happens.
They were going to cut a special deal with the City of Toronto. They were promising the City of Toronto between $50 and $100 million to have a downtown Toronto casino. And, of course, we crunched the numbers. And in order for the City of Toronto to get $50 million, they would have to do more slot revenue than the entire Las Vegas Strip. So there's deals being cut all over the province, and the people that are losing are the 60,000 people in the horse racing industry.
Oh, absolutely. Now, going back to the NDP and the Tories getting together on this, there are some areas where you completely diverge, and one of them is the idea of private casino operators, even if they happen to be the racetracks themselves. Your leader, Tim Hudak, has proposed that racetracks have the first crack at this. Mr. Natishak's party is totally against any kind of private ownership. They have no trust of private enterprise in this matter, and he said as much. much. Your party, however, stakes its life on privatization. Can there not be a compromise that says, okay, I'm a private operator, I have this casino and racetrack, I am now mandated to give a certain percentage to the horse people and to devote and do it in a transparent fashion, so much money towards promoting the game? Because let's face it, a lot of private or tracks in general took the money, didn't do a lot to promote the game, but it was found money coming from the casinos. Can there not be a way to legislate that?
Well, I mean, I think you bring up a lot of good points. First of all, what Tim Hudak said is that, number one, we're going to shelve this entire casino expansion. We're not going to build 29 new casinos in the province of Ontario. And secondly, if we decide to expand gaming, if we happen to get elected and Tim Hudak becomes premier, then we want to build on what is already working well in communities and what's been very successful, and that is we would expand gaming at existing locations. Of course, we need the private sector to be involved. I think it makes sense that the horse racing industry has a first chance at buying existing locations and slot machines at those locations. Listen, we are in serious trouble in the province of Ontario with this massive debt that's set to hit $550 billion by 2019. So we can't continue with the government being all things to all people. And, you know, there's no reason why bartenders and pit bosses at casinos need to be government employees. So that is where we do differ from the NDP. Mm-hmm. But again, we want to strengthen partnerships with the job-creating horse racing industry, not tear them apart. And I think going forward, it makes sense. We'll ensure that the horse racing industry is part of the gaming strategy going forward.
Okay, I get that, and that sounds reasonable. However, do you not think, though, that the kinds of monies that these operations bring in could go a long way towards reducing a deficit, buying new hospital beds, whatever the case may be? And I guess what worries me is that the cut – that you're proposed, what kind of cut is it you think the government should have? That's the part that I wonder about. Obviously, you know, they can be private partners in the casino business or in the slots business, but the government needs money, let's face it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, I think that our plan would actually generate more revenue for the coffers in the province of Ontario. I mean, we're seeing, for instance, this government starting to go into the online gaming business where it's going to be a government-run site. I mean, we know there's $400 million being gambled online via outside non-government-run websites, and we think, for instance, that would be a good place for the government to tax. That's what they do in other jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the slot machines, there's no reason today. I mean, it's just unaffordable with the situation we're into today in Ontario, but there's no reason for the government to own slot machines to be determining where these slot machines are located. I just think that's so 20 years ago, and I think times have changed, and obviously the government would get a percentage of what's gambled, but there's no reason for the government to have almost 10,000 employees determining these types of situations.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that, because if the deficit gets bigger and you take power, you're going to want to. I'm sure the temptation is going to be there to try and keep your cut of the take at least to where it is, because that's, we're talking $1.2 billion.
Well, again, I think that, you know, the gaming facilities at the racetracks have been very successful for the government, for taxpayers, and for the horse racing industry, and that's where we want to leave them. We want, if we decide to build more gaming facilities or expand gaming in Ontario, let's do it at the existing tracks. And I mean, it's been such a wonderful and successful economic development tool to create these 60,000 jobs, and it's something that we're absolutely committed to doing if we win government.
Let me ask you this. Have you spoken to, before I get to this question, two more questions. The first one is, do you think, say, for example, you talk about partnerships, would you say a Donald Trump would be okay with the idea of, let's say, being the major partner in Hanover, let's say, and at the same time maintain and help racing grow? It seems rather incongruous. Do you know of any partners or potential partners that are okay with doing that?
Well, I think, first of all, we have very successful examples of the racetracks providing a lot of revenue for the taxpayers and have created a lot of jobs in the horse racing industry. So I think that partnership is a partnership that needs to be nurtured and developed, and we know with certainty that international casino operators are crawling around Toronto. And again, I mean, our plan is not to build these 29 new casinos across the province. If we're going to expand, let's build on the partnerships with the horse racing industry at existing locations. But that doesn't mean that the taxpayers and the government has to buy all of these machines. Let's give the horse racing industry first chance to buy these existing locations. I think it's a partnership that would work really well.
We in the industry think we have no other hope but for an election to be called and for the Liberals to be defeated. I asked Mr. Natyshack if, for example, that defeat comes on the heels of a budget, will that budget be containing goodies that the NDP love, for example? And will it make it hard for them to have to go to the people then, because they don't want to be painted as being just power hungry? Same thing goes for the Conservatives. You talk to the members opposite, in opposition, the NDP. Is there a sense that they both of you just really want to bring this government down because no matter what they put in a budget, they can't be trusted?
Norm, let me be entirely clear. Our leader, Tim Hudak, has said the same thing. We absolutely need a change of team at Queen's Park. We need a new team in charge. Listen, the problem I have with the NDP, as I said, I'm proud and happy to support this motion because I'm passionate about the horse racing industry, and so is every member of our caucus in the PC party. But I'm telling you, the NDP propped up the government at the last budget. They allowed the slots at racetrack program to be killed then. And a week ago, we had a confidence vote in the House. The NDP stood and supported the Liberal government again. We're not going to support a government that continually kills jobs and runs up the debt. We can, as Conservatives, do that. I think the people of Ontario want change, and I don't see myself or our party supporting the budget coming up. We've been clear about that. We need a change of leadership at Queen's Park.
Well, I will say this with all due bias. We agree with you. So
Thank you.
We certainly hope for the best, and by the time this program is heard, I hope I don't have to be knocking on the U.S. Embassy looking for refugee status. Monty McNaughton, thank you very much for this.
Great, Norm. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks again, Monty. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Norm.
All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.